Before we look at the Bible together, let's pray. Our gracious God, please speak to us and help us to listen very carefully and help us to put into practice what you say to us. Amen. I'm taking a baptism service here next Sunday morning, and this week I am going to be practicing on the child. But I hope you noticed he didn't cry. He was crying when Roger was holding him. Over to me. Silence. We're thinking about families this morning. Family life should be about doing things together, shouldn't it? About sharing things. Right now, in lots of families, there are young people who are waiting for results of exams. Maybe you have someone in your family waiting for the results of exams. If you yourself are waiting, and you'd forgotten about it this morning, and I've reminded you again, and you're nervous, I'm sorry to remind you. If exam results come, and it's really good news, if you get just the results that you want, then you want your whole family to share that joy, don't you? You want them to be delighted for you, delighted with you. But if you open the envelope and the results are bad news, we've all had this kind of experience, you'd want your family to be sympathetic. You'd want them to be sad for you and sad with you. Families share those sorts of things. Now, Jesus often talks about us knowing God in the way that we talk about members of a family. First of all, Jesus talks about his Father in heaven in that sort of way. Do open the Bible up again if you've closed it. It's on page 12, towards the end of the Bible. Matthew chapter 12. Just over there at the top of page 13. You'll see Jesus talks about his Father. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven. See, Jesus knew God, his Father, perfectly. Jesus is God's Son and has a perfect relationship with God the Father. That is why Jesus so often goes off to pray, as we read about in the Bible. He prays to his Father because Jesus' relationship with his Father is closer than any father-son relationship that you or I could ever imagine. Now, here's the amazing thing. God the Father and God the Son together. And Jesus wants us to be part of that same family. Look at verse 50, the top of page 13. Jesus says, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus wants all of us, to know God the Father as our Heavenly Father, just as Jesus, God the Son, does. You could put it this way. Jesus came into this world to start a new family. Jesus wants everyone in the world to join his family so that you and I could know God the Father just as closely and intimately as Jesus does. See, a good family wants to share things, doesn't it? And Jesus wants to share with us the closeness that he has with God the Father. That means, doesn't it, if you're a Christian, you're really a member of two families, if you're a Christian. You're a member of the family that God has given you, that you were born into. As the Stuart's been born into a family. Now, that family may be a source of great joy to you, or it may be difficult for you. All families are different. But even more importantly, if you're a Christian, you are also a member of Jesus' family, in a way that's even more important than your human family. If you're a Christian, you're a member of the family of people who know God the Father the way Jesus does. Do you see how Jesus says that here in the account that Andrew read to us? Jesus' family come to speak to him. Jesus is in a house with other people, and Jesus' family turn up. And Jesus says, whoever does what God wants, they're the real members of my family. Now, you might think Jesus is doing families down a bit here. But Jesus is not saying that you and I can just abandon our families. The new Christian family that Christians share in doesn't replace your mum and dad and granny and aunts and uncles. Some cults are like that. They take people out of families. Christianity is never like that. No, Jesus says that we are members of his family if we obey God our Father. And of course, often we obey God in our human families. See, Jesus makes us a member of his family so that we can obey God in our families. What does all that mean? Well, that may mean serving other people at home in ways that don't come naturally to us. It is now publicly obvious that holding babies does not come naturally to me. Well, maybe cooking a meal like this, something for others, does not come naturally to you. Think of the things at home that don't come naturally in serving others. Or maybe you're too young to cook a meal. That's not your kind of thing. Well, obeying God in our families can also mean showing kindness. Families can be nice places, can't they? But they can also be competitive places where people sometimes try to put others down. Or they can be difficult places where people don't always show very much sympathy. But someone who's, first of all, a member of Jesus' family, well, in their own human family, they might show that they belong to Jesus' family by taking time to comfort others, to listen to a brother or a sister, or a parent or a child. See, Jesus doesn't take us out of our families. Sometimes we may long that he did. Other times, of course, we're delighted in our families. No, Jesus doesn't take us out of our families. He makes us a member of his family and asks us to show that we belong to him by obeying God within our own families. Now, for some people, being a Christian in their family is hard. Maybe their family mocks them for being a Christian or just ignores their Christian faith. Sometimes there's a conflict between a member of Jesus' family, being a member of his family, and being a member of your own human family. Some Christians, in obeying God, do things that their family doesn't really like. There will be people here who have been in that situation. Being a Christian has brought you into conflict with your family. Would you see what Jesus says here? He says, first of all, take courage. In the end, you have a family, the most important family, the Christian family of those who belong to Jesus and so know God intimately. Many Christians don't have a family of their own, and the joy and delight that they get from the Christian family is wonderful. But Jesus also says, I value your family, your human family. Live in it and obey God. Love me, says Jesus, and you will be a member of my family. And live in your family and show me that you love me by the way you love your family. Let's pray together. I'll leave just some space for you to reflect on what Jesus says here for yourself. Perhaps unexpected words to you about families. And then I'll pray. Let's